This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montagne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Today, two major companies will be asked to explain how they could not protect the information of consumers. ChoicePoint and Bank of America both recently suffered major losses or thefts of consumer data. It's information that could be used for identity theft. And that's one reason that both companies are sending witnesses to a Senate hearing today. Lawmakers are trying to come up with new privacy protections without slowing down the economy. NPR's Larry Abramson reports.
Whether consumers know it or not, every day their privacy is protected by a 35-year-old law that wasn't really meant to protect privacy. The 1970 Fair Credit Reporting Act tried to regulate the booming credit industry that was suddenly showering consumers with credit card offers. Christine Varney, a former member of the Federal Trade Commission, says the law focused on fairness.
When a consumer attempts to obtain credit or insurance or other benefits, if they are denied those benefits, you must tell them why. So fair credit reporting was not really about the protection of personally identifiable information. Originally, it was about accurate information.
Nevertheless, the FCRA, as it's known, evolved into one of the most important privacy laws on the books. But the law has remained focused primarily on the big companies that help decide whether you get credit and what kind of rates you get. According to many privacy advocates, the law largely ignores newer companies like ChoicePoint that use data for other purposes.
They're saying that what they're providing is not like an old-fashioned credit report, and therefore they shouldn't be regulated.
Mark Rotenberg of the Electronic Privacy Information Center was pushing for tougher regulation of ChoicePoint before these recent data debacles. ChoicePoint offers a bunch of information products, from nanny screening to DNA identification. Much of the information is gleaned from public records, so it's only subject to limited regulation. Mark Rotenberg says consumers need to regain control of that information.
The problem is that decision about disclosing personal information has been taken from the individual who really needs the ability to exercise control and given to third parties, particularly these large information brokers.
The question is how to do that without doing more harm than good. Senator Bill Nelson, Democrat of Florida, wants the Federal Trade Commission to regulate the activities of companies like ChoicePoint, even if they're dealing with publicly available information.
Virtually no American will have any privacy if we don't put some teeth in the law, cracking down and holding responsible these information brokers that now assemble so much information because of the advance of technology.
But Nelson's approach shows how difficult it is to regulate information without affecting everything from the availability of cheap credit to homeland security. His proposal contains exemptions to ensure that data is available for use by law enforcement. ChoicePoint has contracts with police departments across the country, as well as with the FBI. Privacy groups say law enforcement should not be able to bypass privacy laws by using private companies as a screen. ChoicePoint has said it's open to the idea of regulation and to another proposal requiring companies to notify consumers when their Social Security numbers, for example, might have been stolen. But other industries are worried about the burden this might create. Floyd Stoner of the American Bankers Association says financial institutions should not have to give notice of security breaches if no information has actually been stolen.
We don't want to frighten people when there is no harm and no potential for harm. And frequently, these things can be contained and should be contained.
These and other perils could make the push for better information privacy a long haul. Another factor that could slow the process down, at least three different congressional committees have already announced hearings on the issue. Larry Abramson, NPR News, Washington.
One other note on identity theft. The research company LexisNexis says a company that it owns suffered data theft. Intruders got into the systems of the company called Sisint, and they gained access to the Social Security numbers and other information of 32,000 customers.